This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
If you sign up now, your subscription starts with Extra's January issue, featuring articles on what was missing from coverage of Hurricane Sandy, including both real on-the-ground reporting and serious discussion of climate change, along with pieces on dark money in the election and media's way of talking about Latino voters while avoiding talking to them. That's all in Extra and more. And FAIR.org is also the place to hear previous episodes of Counterspin, to subscribe to the podcast, or to sign up for FAIR's Action Alert Network. The show is engineered by Alex Noyes. With me is Peter Hart. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
The time is 6:01. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming next is Bread and Roses.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud media sponsor of the Q Center Winter Gala, Fire and Ice. Fire and Ice will be held at Castaway Portland, 1900 Northwest 18th Avenue, on Saturday, January 26th. The VIP party begins at 6 p.m. and general admission is at 7. Entertainment includes a performance by two-time Grammy Award winner Matt Albert, and much more. Information about the Q Center Winter Gala can be found at kboo.fm/2013fireandice.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill logs gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing bread and roses.
Welcome to Bread and Roses. It's our first show in 2013. I'm your host, Carol Scholl, and I'm here with
Leela Pruitt.
And tonight we are reviewing 2012 and thinking about revolutionary resolutions. The turning of the calendar year is a time to reflect and a time to recharge.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, I tell you, made for you and me. As I went walking down that ribbon of a highway, I saw above me all that endless skyway. Now I saw below me that golden light.
for you and me.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. This land is your land. Well, this land is our land. So what to make of it this last year? This last year saw the rise of something called, started to be called actually, the War on Women.
And this is taken from commondreams.org from an article by Medea Benjamin called 10 of My Favorite Things About 2012. Number one. While conservatives launched vicious attacks on women's rights, it backfired and fired up the pro-choice base. U.S. voters elected the highest number of women to Congress ever, including the first openly lesbian senator, Tammy Baldwin, the first Asian American senator, Mazie Hirono, and the first senator to make the banks tremble, Elizabeth Warren. Voters also rejected four crazy candidates who called for limiting a woman's right to choose, including the resounding defeat by Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill over Mr. Legitimate Rape, Todd Akin. Don't forget that when Susan G. Komen for The Cure announced that it would no longer fund Planned Parenthood, it got so heartily trounced that it caved in about 72 hours later. And finally, stay tuned to commondreams.org and other news organizations for the 2013 Global Women Rising, a billion of us demanding an end to violence against women on February 14th.
In 2012, just about 1 year ago in February, Sandra Fluke made the news. She set off an uproar in the United States when she argued before a congressional committee that Catholic institutions should be required to include contraceptive coverage in their health care plans. Now, her testimony was broadcast on C-SPAN, and it made national news. And she remained unflustered despite the attacks against her from Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, if you remember, called her a whore and said that our taxpayers shouldn't be paying for her, taxpayer dollars shouldn't be paying for her to have sex. This created a huge backlash for Rush Limbaugh. Many advertisers at that time dropped his show. So Sandra Fluke later said, "Some fights are worth the scars. Sensitive issues produce the worst scars because they are worth fighting for."
Get down with the... Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Bread and Roses. I am Leela Pruitt, and we're here talking tonight about our favorite things about 2012. And that was Lucinda Williams with Get Right With God. And we want to invite you to join the conversation. The number is 503-231-8187. Give us a call and share your favorites from 2012. Here's another of Medea Benjamin's 10 favorite things about 2012. And you can see the entire list on commondreams.org. This year marked momentous wins for gay rights. Massachusetts, Maine, and Washington legalized marriage equality, and Minnesota defeated a restrictive state constitutional amendment that would have upheld a ban. Now, 1/10 of states in the U.S. uphold marriage equality. Thanks to activist pressure, on May 9th, President Obama became the first sitting president to endorse marriage equality for same-sex couples. Several prominent leaders in the Democratic Party followed his lead, and muted conservative responses only served to demonstrate how far public opinion has shifted on the issue. And number 6 from Medea Benjamin, climate activists have been kicking up a storm. Anti-coal activists have helped retire over 100 coal plants, victories that will save lives and clean our air and water, while wind energy hit a historic milestone of 50,000 megawatts. The global anti-fracking movement mounted effective campaigns that have led to local bans in the U.S. and Canada, national moratoriums in France and Bulgaria, and tighter regulation in Australia and the U.K. The grassroots campaign to stop the Keystone Pipeline has awakened a new generation of activists. Don't forget the upcoming February 17th and 18th President's Day Climate Legacy Keystone XL Rally in Washington, D.C. And on the national front, in August, the Obama administration issued new miles per gallon rules on car manufacturers, mandating that Detroit nearly double fuel efficiency standards by 2025.
And those are some small steps certainly taken by this nation to ease climate. Climate activists have to be celebrated. And as well as the small steps we've been taking. Call in if you have any thoughts about 2012 and what inspired you, what gave you some hope. 503-231-8187.
Once again, we hear the word precision from people who think bombs can be precise. We hear the price of fighting terrorism from people who don't have to pay that price. We see a cloud where there should be a college. We see a reservoir reduced to soil. And though they now admit that the marketplace was hit, they didn't hit the Ministry of Oil. What they call a military target is sacred to all soldiers. And the mayhem they call warfare is followed by the melee they call peace. Tearing through the stores and the museums while the U.S. Army played police. How much do you suppose that artwork sold for as their last remaining food began to spoil? The situation's bad, but no place in Baghdad is safer than the Ministry of Oil. The medicine has all been confiscated, and soon water left to boil. And one might wonder who would think of in the universe. If the future isn't just absurd, if justice is precise instead of infinite, if freedom is enjoyed and not endured, I'll take my class out someday on a field trip, past the shells of Shell and Uniroyal. And as they're roaming around the musty White House grounds, I'll say, kids, this was the Ministry of Oil. I'll say, kids, it was a peaceful revolution. There weren't any battles to embroil. And I'm very glad to tell that not one person fell. It's an aspect of our history that every child knows well, how we failed.
Bread and Roses, that was The Ministry of Oil by Holly Near and Emma's Revolution. And we want again to invite you to join us in talking about the best of 2012, 503-231-8187. I'm Leela Pruitt here with Carol Scholl. And number 10 on Medea Benjamin's list of 10 favorite things about 2012 from commondreams.org. Medea Benjamin, you may know, is co-founder of Code Pink. Her number 10 is, after nearly 15 years of house arrest, Burmese opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi was elected to parliament. Suu Kyi's party, the NLD, National League for Democracy, swept the April by-elections, winning 43 of the 44 seats it contested. After decades of abuse, the military-dominated government released hundreds of political prisoners, enacted laws on forming trade unions and freedom of assembly, eased official media censorship, and allowed the opposition to register and contest elections. President Obama's November visit, the first by a sitting U.S. president, was an acknowledgement of the reforms. There's still need for pressure, as hundreds of political prisoners remain, ethnic conflict continues, and the Burmese military still holds too much power. But 2012 was a good year for the Burmese people.
And that was something that really enthused me when Aung San Suu Kyi was released from house arrest. I had the pleasure about 10 years ago, I don't remember, so many years ago, of being in Burma and visiting her house. And while she was under house arrest, she was actually allowed to go to her gate. And hundreds of people would converge there at like 5 o'clock in the evening every single day to hear her speak. So she would actually stand on a chair and you'd see her head peeking out over this gate, and she would talk to the people. And meanwhile, there would be hundreds and hundreds of soldiers on the outskirts, sort of surrounding the neighborhood. But people could go there and to the house and actually see her speak. For more information, definitely see Common Dreams. Another source of great information to be inspired by women around the world is Women's E-News. They have posted 21 Leaders for the 21st Century 2013 and featuring women from all around the world who are doing fantastic things. Included among these is Manal al-Sharif. Now, she began a women's rights revolution in Saudi Arabia just this past year. She was one of the organizers of a right to drive protest that she scheduled via Facebook. The resulting video went viral. She lost her job and left the country, but she kept her blog going, and you can even still access that blog. So an amazing story of a lot of things happening around the world. And of course, in India right now, the anti-rape protests are spreading all around the country. So much is changing. And things to think about. This again is Emma's Revolution.
Peace, salam, shalom. 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 Peace, salam, shalom.
You are listening to Bread and Roses. I'm Carol Scholl. I'm here with Leela Pruitt. We're looking back at 2012 and looking forward to 2013. Revolutionary resolutions. Now, we pulled some items from Yes Magazine, 9 stories that will change your world in 2013. And if you were tuned in to KBOO this morning, Ani Haynes actually interviewed Sarah Van Gelder, who wrote this. So one of her items of 9 things that will change the world is tolerance. Tolerance for gun violence, she says, runs thin. The school shooting in Newton, Connecticut may be the event that finally turns public opinion firmly against tolerance of gun violence. The Sandy Hook tragedy came on top of mass shootings in an Aurora, Colorado movie theater, in a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and here in Portland, Oregon, in a shopping mall, Clackamas Town Center. A total of 151 people were killed and injured, according to Mother Jones. This continues a trend of more than 2,000 children and teens killed by guns each year, according to a 2012 study by the Children's Defense Fund. Now, the good news is that a majority of Americans now supports bans on assault weapons, and in spite of spikes in gun sales, the number of American households that own guns is actually down from the last few decades. Research shows that having a gun in the house increases the risk of homicide and suicide in that household. So again, this is an article from Yes Magazine, 9 stories that will change your world in 2013. And if you have thoughts on this, give us a call, 503-281-8187.
And another story from commondreams.org, another of the 9 stories that will change your world in 2012. U.S. global military posture in question. Pursuing the most globally aggressive military posture on the planet is causing a level of blowback little discussed in the mainstream media. U.S. drone attacks are killing and terrorizing civilians in Pakistan and Afghanistan. It remains unclear how the United States will extract itself from Afghanistan and wrap up the longest war in U.S. history. And American men and women in the armed services are now killing themselves at a higher rate than they are dying from any other cause, including combat. The year ended with the apparent suicide of Job W. Price, a Navy SEAL. The long-term cost to service members and their families, coupled with the financial costs of carrying out wars, responding to the inevitable blowback, preparing for hypothetical wars, maintaining hundreds of foreign military bases, and paying top dollar to military contractors may be doing to the U.S. what al-Qaeda couldn't do. Other empires fell after exhausting their people's morale and treasure through protracted warfare. The United States is in danger of falling into a similar trap while neglecting to invest in sources of real security, like the well-being and productive employment of citizens and the abundance and resilience of the natural systems that supply our food, water, livelihoods, and a stable climate.
2012 was an amazing year, and as we enter 2013, it really is time, or a good time, to think about changes we can make in our community. Sometimes it's not easy. We get a little dismayed at the idea of changing the world, but maybe it's easier to change what we do in the world and in our communities on a smaller scale. So think about that as we listen to this from Holly Nair.
It could have been me, but instead it was you. So I'll keep doing the work you were doing as if I were to. I'll be a student of life, a singer of songs, a farmer of food, and a writer of wrong. It could have been me, but instead it was you. And it may be me, dear sisters and brothers, before we are through. But if you can work for freedom, 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 if you can work for freedom, I can too. Students in Ohio, 200 yards away, shot down by a nameless fire one early day in May. Some people cried out angry, you should have shot more of them down. But you can't bury youth, my friend. Youth grows the whole world round. It could have been me, but instead it was you. So I'll keep doing the work you were doing as if I were too. I'll be a student of life, a singer of songs, a farmer of food, and the writer of wrong. It could have been me, but instead it was you. And it may be me, dear sisters and brothers, before we are through. But if you can die for freedom, 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 if you can die for freedom, I can too. The junta took the fingers from Victor Jara's hands. They said to the gentle poet, play your guitar now if you can. Well, Victor started singing until they shot his body down. You can kill a man, but not a song, when it's sung the whole world around. And it could have been me, but instead it was you. So I'll keep doing the work you were doing as if I were to. I'll be a student of life, a singer of songs, a farmer of food, and a writer of wrong. It could have been me, but instead it was you. And it may be me, dear sisters and brothers, before we are through. But if you can sing for freedom, 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 if you can sing for freedom, I can too. a woman in the jungle, so many wars away. Studies late into the night, defends a village in the day. Although her skin is golden, like mine will never be, her song is heard, and I know the words, and I'll sing them till she's free. It could have been me, but instead it was you. So I'll keep doing the work you were doing as if I were too. I'll be a student of life, a singer of songs, the farmer of food, and the writer of wrong. It could have been me, but instead it was you. And it may be me, dear sisters and brothers, before we are through. But if you can live for freedom, 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 if you can live for freedom, I can too. Come sing with me. It could have been me, but instead it was you. So I'll keep doing the work you were doing as if I were too. I'll be a student of life, a singer of songs, the farmer of food, and the writer of wrong. It could have been me, but instead it was you. And it may be me, dear sisters and brothers, before we are through. But if you can live for freedom, 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 freedom,
welcome back to Bread and Roses. I'm Leela Pruitt here with Carol Scholl, and we've been talking about 2012. And there's a lot to talk about in 2012, but there's also things to chat about for 2013. We'd love to hear what your plans are for yourself to make the world a better place in 2013. What are your ideas? Call us at 503-231-8187 and tell us your story. I have one. One of the things that was most inspiring to me in 2012 were a pair of conflict resolution classes that I took at OHSU. And the woman who presented them, her name was Sipora Diamant. She had come to the field of mediation as a young woman when, after spending her teenage years in Israel, where she had grown up, she learned firsthand the horror of war when war broke out during her compulsory military service as a very young woman. And she decided at that point that she would spend her life working for peace. She became a mediator and an expert in conflict resolution and the nature of conflict, how conflict arises. And I'll tell you, listeners, I took one major thing away from every class I took from her, and that is peace begins with every individual in their individual behavior. There's nothing more required than to respond calmly and with peace in any given situation to make the world a better place. So that is where I'm going with 2013, is trying my best to be the agent of peace in the world. Nothing fancy, nothing that takes me far from home. Although I do in my heart and with my money support causes far from home, but to bring peace, every bit of it counts. Every bit of peaceful interaction you bring to your life counts. That's what I learned from Sipora Diamant. And this very brave woman was in a comfortable position teaching at OHSU. And she felt during a trip to Israel, a vacation trip, that people her age, which is early 60s, were wrong about the Palestinian situation, that they were rigid in their thinking and that they were wrong. And she wanted to go develop the cause of peace among the Israelis. And so she left. She left her career, she dropped it, and she moved to Tel Aviv just a few months ago. That's the kind of walking the talk that is truly inspiring to me.
And if you have some inspiration or changes you're going to make in 2013, call us at 503-231-8187. We're here just till 7 o'clock, and we will be playing some more music, but doing some discussion about changes in our community. I've said earlier that a lot of times we get put off by what's going on in the world and all these big, giant issues, and thinking, how can one tiny person make a change? But we can, and I think in many ways 2012 certainly has shown that, whether it's the Occupy movement, whether it's Walmart workers going out on strike, or just over there in Washington State, how voters made a difference in many people's lives by legalizing same-sex marriage. So there's a lot we can do. Lila was talking about meeting a mediator and thinking about different ways to do conflict resolution. And for me, there's so much. I think sometimes I get so overwhelmed by electronic overload, I want to say. So a resolution for me is to talk to more people in person and not by email or text. And certainly the other part for me is staying informed about what's going on in the world, because despite all this electronic overload, it is hard to really find out what's happening in the world. I do tune into Democracy Now! Here on KBOO. Amy Goodman is always good for that. But there's some other sites, too. You can check out World Pulse magazine, which has news, very exciting news about women all around the world and opportunities to dialogue with women around the world. World Pulse magazine. Another source of news is Women's E-News. And they're the ones that have a great list of inspiring women from around the world that they're going to be honoring next month. That's Women's E-News. And also check out World Pulse magazine.
And, you know, I was just thinking about what you said, Carol, about the electronic overload. It certainly is an issue for me, too. And I think that we lose track somehow of individuals, or at least some individuals are lost to us, with the focus on how busy life is becoming and being electronically connected. And I'm reminded of someone dear that we lost in 2012. That was the Hawthorne Bridge Man. And I think a lot of people didn't even know his name, Kirk Reeves. But every time I drove over the bridge or cycled over the bridge, there he was, rain or shine, out there playing musical instruments, throwing toys in the air, trying to delight people. And He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and that to this day I wonder, all the people that enjoyed him so much, where did we miss? Where did we not connect? So if you want to share thoughts, please call us at 503-231-8187. We're here till 7 o'clock.
And along those lines, the Hawthorne Bridge Man, you know, he was one of those different sort of folks that you see downtown, and always, you know, tried to make people laugh. One of the good things that happened in 2012, well, bad for the Portland Police Department, was the federal government stepping in and saying to our police department, look, you have to change the way you're doing business when it comes to people of color and people who have mental health needs. So hopefully on a state and local level, we will see a lot more attention being paid to folks with mental health needs and a lot more resources. Like I've always said, here in Portland, we're great on bike lanes and we're great in terms of the environment. But when it comes to actually taking care of people, we fall short, especially if those people have mental health needs. So if you'd like to join the conversation, 503-231-8187, and we'll have a bit more music. And you are welcome back to Bread and Roses. That was Michelle Schacht from her Joy CD, the dub version. So we're here till 7 o'clock. We've been looking back at 2012 and looking forward to 2013 and discussing changes that we can make.
And I just wanted to highlight, we are just living in such a remarkable time for all of the problems that we're faced with. I just think we're so privileged to live in this time. I'm remembering that women's studies movement creator Gerda Lerner, historian, academic, died at the age of 92 in Madison, Wisconsin. There have got to be so many women that don't remember the years when there was no women's studies. And Gerda Lerner stood up to academicians at a women's college and said, "We need women's studies." And they said, "Well, why? This is a women's college. Everything is women's studies." And she said, "We need to tell history from a woman's perspective through women's eyes." What a remarkable, remarkable voice. And we have a caller on the line, Michelle.
Hi. I wanted to let everyone know your comment about the federal action on the police bureau reminded me that in the local government, there are positions available in the Office of Human Rights for the Disability Advisory Committee. I just found out that there are 3 positions available. So if people have interest and want to take action locally, that's the place that we can do it.
Thank you so much. The Human Rights Advisory Committee, and that's with the county or?
In the city, the Office of Human Rights.
Office of Human Rights.
Disability Advisory Committee.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. This program is wonderful.
Thank you. As a woman myself, I have a minor son who has severe autism. I know one of the greatest fears of parents with children with significant disabilities that may look normal but behave differently is that they will come into contact with a police officer or a first responder that doesn't understand their condition and will be hurt or killed doing that.
And if you have some comments about ways to recharge or how you are recharging for 2013, call us. We're just here for about 7 more minutes. 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187.
And, you know, we've given a lot of ideas to think about, different Medea Benjamin and others' consideration of what they thought was the best of 2012. And looking forward to 2013, it can be so heavy thinking of all the world's problems. Call us and tell us what you're going to plant in your garden. I mean, that's a way to make the world better, too. 503-231-8187. Call us and tell us a little bit about what your dreams are for 2013.
And in 2013, an excellent and I hope very fun event coming up will be on February 14th. The folks that brought us V-Day, Eve Ensler and friends, are making a call out to have 1 Billion Women Rising. And you can find out more about that at 1billionrising.org. And she says, on V-Day's 15th anniversary, February 14th, 2013, we are inviting 1 billion women and those who love them to walk out, dance, rise up, and demand an end to violence against women. 1 billion rising will move the earth, activating women and men across every country. V-Day wants the world to see our collective strength, our numbers, our solidarity across borders. What does 1 billion look like? Well, on February 14th, 2013, it will look like a revolution. 1 Billion Rising is a global strike, an invitation to dance, a call to men and women to refuse to participate in the status quo until rape and rape culture ends. It's an act of solidarity demonstrating to women the commonality of their struggles across global country lines. And it's a refusal to accept violence against women and girls and children as a given. It's a new time and a new way of being. So look forward to that. We'll be reporting more about that. 1 Billion Rising.
And you can follow 1 Billion Rising on Twitter as well. I myself am very new to Twitter and I was a little nervous about it, but it just reaffirms for me, in a mid-50s woman, what an amazing age we're living in, that we have unprecedented access to one another. So do follow 1 Billion Rising.
This is Bread and Roses, and we just have a few more minutes tonight. That was Michelle Schacht, and we'll be going back to Michelle Schacht in just a few minutes. We want to thank all the new members for KBOO. You'll have another chance to join in our next membership drive, and or you can join anytime, become part of the KBOO family from our website, www.kboo.fm.
And just wanted to mention that, you know, we've given you a lot to think about tonight, a lot of sobering stories. I also want to just remind everyone, we're living in an amazing age. 2013 is going to be something special. Let's hope that we see a world of increased tolerance, of increased peace, of protection of women, of children, of men, of the earth, that 2013, despite the brokenness, despite the problems, despite the Citizens United ruling and the broken Congress and the battle between the conservatives and the liberals, that we all can find a way of being at peace with one another and building a world where we can live safely together.
Reflecting and recharging, that's been the topic tonight. If you'd like to become a volunteer for Bread and Roses, we are a women's collective coming to you every Friday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Check out the volunteer orientation that's coming up just next week. So go on to the KBOO website and or call in to KBOO and find out, hey, when that volunteer orientation is.
And we have time for our one last caller. Go ahead.
Hi, I heard you mention a few minutes ago the gentleman that I wanted to just make a comment.
Sure, you're fading out a little, but go ahead.
Okay. I used to work in Portland and saw him frequently, and he brought a lot of joy to my life because he was always colorful, dressed in bright white clothes. And I heard what you said about what happened to him, and I just regret I didn't stop and thank him for the difference he made in my life. So
yeah, me too.
I'm sure lots of people feel the same way.
I think so. And maybe Kirk is a way that we can think about what we need to do as human beings, aside from the Facebook and the Twitter and the jobs and the freeways, that we can connect with one another.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners. We'll close with some Michelle Schacht.
Take my joy from me. Human nature.
Joy, hallelujah. Joy, hallelujah.
Seasons of human nature.
Joy, hallelujah. Can't take my joy from me.
Crucify my Savior.
KBOO Community Radio is a gala, Fire and Ice. Fire and Ice will be held at Castaway Portland, 1900 Northwest 18th Avenue, on Saturday, January 26th. The VIP party begins at 6 p.m. and general admission is at 7. Entertainment includes a performance by two-time Grammy Award winner Matt Albert and much more. Information about the Q Center Winter Gala can be found at kboo.fm/2013 Fire and Ice.
KBOO Portland coming up next. Hard Knock Radio. Stay tuned.
2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
To bring you to the light.
Farewell to you, people.
What's up, fam? You're tuned to Hard Knock Radio today here on the Pacifica Network. On today's show, we speak with the Lady of Rage. She rocks rough and stuff. Yes, Afro Puffs, Lady of Rage today here on Hard Knock Radio. And then also we speak with the Vice President of Ghana. I'm Anita Johnson. All this and more ahead.
KBOO Radio is a proud media sponsor of the 28th annual Martin Luther King Day event. Keep Alive the Dream, an annual tribute to Reverend Dr.